We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Fuller, he's the intended target. Intercepted down the left sideline to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Beavers on the pick 6.
Welcome to the Spring Football Preview Show.
He makes the catch. Touchdown, Beavers.
The Spring Football Preview Show is presented by Safeway. Stop in to Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Beavers, Mike Parker.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition, the Oregon State Spring Football Preview Show. Mike Parker, along with two Hall of Famers, Steve Priest, Jim Wilson, and a guy that's certainly a Hall of Famer in all of our collective books, Ron Callen, as we welcome you in for some 55 minutes where we get to talk Beaver football. And look forward to, hopefully, a 2020 college football season. First of all, a huge thank you to our hosts here at the OSU Beaver Store Kaiser location for opening up the doors to us, not to the general public, and we are safely distanced. We're 6 feet apart with our headset microphones on, but a tremendous setting here at the OSU Beaver Store in Kaiser, allowing us to broadcast from their location, practicing safe social distancing while doing so. And even though the OSU Beaver Stores are closed, they're still fulfilling web orders for all of your course material, Beaver gear needs. You can find all that you need at osubeaverstore.com. And graduates-to-be, there's plenty of regalia still online and available, even though with the graduation ceremonies on campus proper canceled, you still can get regalia for your big event. And all of that and all materials that you order online can be held for pickup or sent. Whatever you order online can be held for pickup in the courtyard on the north side of Dutchboro. So, again, big thanks to Eric Anderson, Heather Gadero for opening the doors to us, and thanks to all of you for tuning our way. Let's jump right into it with Hall of Fame number one. We'll get to Jim in a moment. But let's dive into it, Steve. First, it's great to see you and have a chance to be together and talk Beaver football. if there is a 2020 football season, and we're still hopeful that there will be, what are your thoughts big picture for Oregon State?
Well, I think it's very important that Oregon State gets in a full season. That means we play every game. There's been a lot of talk about taking whatever games might be missed up front, putting them into the bye weeks, or stretching them into December. I think it's critical that the Beavers get their entire allotment of games, play them all. We don't eliminate non-conference games or something like that. I think that they have such an advantage with coaches, the same coaches, every single one of them for 3 years, that the Beavers can play off that. They just need a lot of games, and they can't afford to give up a win anywhere along the line.
And speaking of coaches, head coach Jonathan Smith will join us in a few minutes, and quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator Brian Lindgren later in the show to give their perspective on all of these matters and how they're functioning as a program during this shutdown time that we're all in. Big Jim Wilson, another OSU Hall of Famer, Steve Priest, touches on an important matter. Just the idea, the schedule, which we'll talk more about later, I think is a good one for the Beavers. You'd like to play it out the way it's set up right now. But for you, Jimmy, big picture stuff and thoughts on Oregon State football 2020.
I'm going to focus really on the field and some of the things that big picture when I look at this team. First of all, quarterback play. The Beavers got outstanding quarterback play last year from Jake Luton. And if they can get any type of effort like that at quarterback this year, that'll go a long ways. The offensive line, they lost three starters. And I really like the people that are going to be plugged into those positions. But my concern is the learning curve, especially early in the year, where you have some real critical games. And so you have guys that are going to get plugged in. They're good football players, but they're not going to be experienced. So the learning curve of the offensive line. And then lastly, the defense. How much more are they going to improve? Year one, it was not pretty. Year two, huge strides. How much better can they be in year three?
And Ron Callen, thanks for being the engineer here on site at the OSU Beaver Store and in the Kaiser location. Ron, just a quick thought from you before we break and come back with Jonathan about the 2020 season that we hope plays out.
Well, I hope it plays out, and I hope we find out when that first game is. Hopefully it will be September 3rd at Oklahoma State, because the day they canceled the NCAA tournament was the last day I shaved. And so as you can see,
looks good.
This is the first time I think I've had a longer beard than you, Mike or Jim. And Steve, you're not a beard kind of guy. But you've got the long hair going here right now. Well, there's no barbershops.
He sure does. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited about I totally agree with Jim. The linebacking core on the defense is so impressive. I can't wait to see them all stay healthy and contribute.
Well, we're glad to have all of you with us tonight. Jonathan and Coach Lindgren are coming up on this spring football preview show presented by Safeway. Our thanks to Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. The head coach himself, Jonathan Smith, joins us next on this spring football preview show, coming to you from the OSU Beaver Store Kaiser location on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyota's family stretches to every corner of this country, from coast to coast, north to south, in small towns and big cities. So you can count on Toyota to be here for you and our community. Because the Toyota family is stronger when we stand together, and it's how we'll meet the challenges of today. This is our pledge to you. We will be here for you now and in all the better days down the road. Toyota.
I just learned I suffer from a rare condition called wallitosis. When I went to see my doctor, she got right to the source of the problem.
You're sitting on it,
she said, pointing to my wallet.
Your right cheek is sitting on more paper than the National Archives. I'm recommending Pacific Source. They offer great coverage and digital ID cards to help keep your wallet slim.
Digital ID cards, just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Safeway is hiring immediately with competitive pay and flexible hours. We are looking for enthusiastic people to join our team and are offering part-time and full-time positions in our stores, distribution centers, and grocery delivery. If you or someone you know have had their employment impacted, Safeway is an exciting team to join to help bridge that gap. Apply online today at Safeway.com/careers or at any store location. Safeway, it's just better.
Every game, Every class. Every touchdown. Every performance. Every discovery or breakthrough. We're proud to help Oregon State students and fans reach higher, whether it's in the classroom, the research lab, or on the field. Go Beavs! Pacific Power, powering your greatness.
Seven Feathers Casino Resort, your entertainment destination.
Our upcoming events include outdoor concerts, Queensryche, and Kings of Chaos on Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th, each at 8 p.m. Also, country crooner Josh Turner, he returns on Saturday, August 5th at 8 p.m.
Join us at Seven Feathers Casino Resort, I-5, exit 99 in Canyonville, your entertainment destination. Proudly owned and operated by the Cow Creek Umpqua Tribe.
If today's news has you taking care of more errands from the couch this spring, then WaFed Bank has some tools to help. You can open our free checking account online without ever leaving your house. Our free checking and mobile banking app includes photo check deposit, person-to-person text payments, bill pay, and even fee-free access to 32,000 MoneyPass ATMs. All this without having to pay a monthly fee. Member FDIC, free checking requires e-statement registration, direct deposit, and $25 to open. Overdraft and return item fees may apply.
Champ Fleming's in motion. Fake it to Champ, and Jake keeps. Jake to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and Luton is in. Touchdown, Beavers. 19 yards out for Jake Luton, and they seal the deal. Boy, they did in one of the exciting moments from last year, and we certainly hope for good news for our own Jake Luton in this NFL draft weekend. Some tremendous moments provided by the Oregon State quarterback, amongst many from the 2019 season. And to help us talk about that on this special edition of Oregon State Spring Football, our preview show brought to you by Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. In his third year as the head coach for the Beavers, another quarterback in his own right, Jonathan Smith, joining us on the show. Coach, thanks for taking time for us in these odd, unprecedented times. It was kind of nice to hear a football play and one of many great plays that Jake Luton made in your offense last year. That's one of the big questions we'll get to about replacing such a productive guy. But to have you on, Jonathan, and talk football is refreshing because these have been strange days indeed. How have you as a staff and as a head coach been navigating these times?
Yeah, it's definitely different and strange. I will say it's been a work of getting face-to-face over Zoom with a lot of our players in the mornings and checking in on them or doing some football stuff. And those guys are working out on their own, which, you know, you're hopeful and I'm pretty confident that those guys are working hard and trying to stay in shape. Got plans for them on the workout side. So it's definitely different. I think we're making the best of it, and we are anxious to get back to hearing some football and seeing some football and getting out on that grass.
Jonathan, I have one other thing before Steve Priest and Jim and Ron, all part of the show tonight, have questions for you. But just what value, how much value do you ascribe to the continuity in your staff in these uncertain times to have the same message being shared, the same systems and so on in year three with virtually the entire coaching staff intact? That does give you, I would think, a bit of a plus or an edge in these uncertain times.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value, even in normal times and right, definitely these uncertain times because of the limited amount of practice we're getting, to be able to have some continuity from the previous years and going 10 for 10 with our assistant coaches coming back, knowing the players, them knowing the coaches. And so we're hopeful that turns into a real advantage when we get back to playing.
Coach Steve Priest, a question. This is all about advantage in spring ball. And weren't some schools in the Pac-12 actually completing their spring ball? And if that's the case, how do we make up for that? How do you even this out for the practices that some schools got and some didn't?
Yeah, it's a tough question because there's just a lot goes into it in regards to when we do actually get to be able to return and how much time you get to prep before the season, and is that available? Because it is a wide array. I mean, some got more than others. Some didn't get any at all spring practice. Yeah. And so there was conversations about it, trying to find a way to get that equalized or at least the even playing field. But I think that's going to be pretty tough to figure out here. It's just the way the schedule's been going, and we don't know what it's going to currently look like in the summer/fall.
Coach, Jim Wilson here, and one of the things I want to do is first compliment what I think has been a huge benefit for this program, and that's the culture that you've developed. I saw it firsthand the first year, but the second year it was just so obvious how everything was so positive, and it from coaches to players, almost even into the fan base. As you come back from this thing, is that positive culture going to play a role? Will it help you, or how do you see that coming out?
Yeah, I think it's important to be working on your culture really on the day to day. And I do think we laid a great foundation the first year working, everyone doing it together, that type of mentality, and it played out into our second year of playing better and winning some more, not as many as we want, but it got better. And so we're going to count on that when we do get started to be a benefit, but also continue to reestablish it and work on it, and not just assume that we've got it the way we want it. Just taking a break, a couple months off here, we got to get back to working together and preaching the same message.
Coach Ron Callen here. I talked to Coach Tibbs last week on a Zoom call with the media, and he says he's really been impressed with the commitment the players are making via these, you know, Zoom conferences or telephone conferences. So what's your reaction to that? Do you agree with that? And also, can you talk about the senior leadership on this team? They're entering year three together with all you coaches. If you could answer those two things, that'd be great.
Yeah, I do think the participation and guys taking advantage of these Zoom meetings in the morning. And what's cool about them is that I can pop in on them. So I'll go from the outside linebacker position group with Tibbs and watching him teach and hearing the guys interact, and I kick over to the receiver room or the quarterback room. And I've been in every single position. One, just to be able to see their face, say hello, but also to kind of see and absorb the football getting taught. And the guys, they've been intentional on trying to improve and digest what the coaches are going over. So I do think it's been a positive and a real advantage. I think we got some leaders on this team, not just strictly the senior class. They were actually doing some really cool things in January, February, leading into March, of a kind of a player accountability system and having conversations, meeting in groups outside of the coaches. And so we got some leaders on the team. We're going to count on them even during this time to help with that. And then obviously when we get back.
Coach Steve, again, the experience factor and leadership, you have more underclassmen than about anybody in the conference coming back from last year with a lot of experience. I mean, you're returning so many people, particularly on the defensive side. How much of a factor is just plain old experience and the fact that these kids have played together under your system?
Yeah, I think it's got to be big. I mean, you mentioned the defensive side. We do got a lot of guys that have played, started, got multiple starts under their belt. You think of our front seven, especially at the linebacker position, D-line, which guys have played a lot. And so that needs to show up. Because you flip it on the other side, we do got some good returning players that have played a lot, but we're replacing some key pieces. And so we're going to need all the guys that have experience to contribute, lead. I think even about special teams, I think about how many guys that were played, they need to contribute then on teams to make us even better in that area. So we're pretty excited about it. And it's college football. Every team's going to be replacing some positions, and we've got some spots. And we're looking forward to seeing how that plays out.
Hey, Coach, final thing from us, and we appreciate you taking time for us. You've made some adjustments within your coaching staff. You talk about 10 for 10, but you've also kind of created some different titles and roles. Maybe you could speak to all of those changes culminated today again. Maybe there's something else coming, but Kofense Henson, who's done such a tremendous job coaching the receivers, to be also given now the title, quote, passing game coordinator. What exactly that means to you for Kofense, and then some of the other moves you've made with Trent, with Michael Petrie, just an overall picture as you, as the head coach of this program, what those moves mean.
Yeah, we'll start with Coach Henson, passing game coordinator. He'd been contributing in such a large way our first 2 years, just to kind of put a stamp on what he has been doing. Also to add to his voice when it does come to, you know, installing plays. Him and Brian got a great working relationship. Those guys do an awesome job together with ideas back and forth. But to Vince's credit, he's just been contributing a lot, and I felt like that title was well-deserved because it's really how we've been operating. And then on, you know, Coach Bray and Coach Petrie, Mike being the recruiting coordinator, looked at our recruiting over the first couple of years, felt good about some things, wanted to get him in a leadership role because I just thought he continued to bring great ideas up, does a great job in organization and talent evaluation, also building relationships. So putting him in that role to continue and expand his influence on our recruiting. Trent Bray, been around the game a long time, always bringing good ideas. And I just felt like he'd be a good confidant when topics or decisions need to be made, to lean on him. And Jim Mahalchek being the associate head coach, that, you know, both those guys got some real experience, different perspectives between the two of them, and I like hearing out of them.
This is an elite staff, that's for sure. You also have a program that when people come, when the recruits come, they say, you know, getting them to campus is a big piece of recruiting and unofficial visits and all of those things. What kind of job are you seeing from the entire staff, the behind-the-scenes people, with the message of, hey, they can't be coming to Corvallis, but we can take Corvallis to them? It's not an ideal world for any of us right now, but, Coach, how is that effort going and the impact you're seeing through that kind of effort, that collaborative effort?
Yeah, the mentality has been trying to bring Corvallis to our recruits, and our social media in department has done an awesome job of creating visual videos. Our coaches have gone around and walked recruits during FaceTime calls through the campus, and, you know, because it is, it's a big time place. When you get step foot on campus, it makes a difference. Not able to do it right now, and so we're doing our best effort to bring it to them, and have really been just proud of the group on how much effort we've put into that. On the day-to-day, talking to these, even today, I'm on with the parents and recruiting. We're showing them off all that the campus is about. And so it's been a positive dealing with this situation that way.
Coach, thank you for your time. Brian Lindgren is just around the corner. We'll visit with him about some of these matters as well. We appreciate your stewardship of the program over these, in these difficult, strange times. And thanks for making time for us, Coach, on this special edition of Beaver Sports Talk tonight. We hope to see you on the field again soon. Thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Okay, appreciate it, Coach. That's head coach Jonathan Smith with Brian Lindgren just around the corner. And we hope that you'll be able not only to listen to this show again at some point, you can download this show later, the Beaver Sports Podcast as well, presented by Hum Kombucha. You'll get an in-depth inside look in this week's edition, for example, with Tim Tibisar. That's available wherever you get your podcast. You can download it at osubeavers.com/podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, wide-ranging guests with insights, and we encourage you to check out our classic game menu as well, uploaded each week, a classic game reliving some of the most iconic moments in Oregon State history. This week's game will be the championship game, Game 3, that Jim Wilson and I had a chance to call together in Omaha, June 27th, 2018. There's football games up, more football and baseball to come. So check out the Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha. It's great to be with you on this spring football preview show presented by Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Brian Lindgren next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Let Main Street Bistro side dishes make home cooking a little easier. Spend less time preparing meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to serve in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
Supporting Beavers football is in your blood. And at Oregon State University eCampus,
It's in ours, too. As OSU's top-ranked provider of online education, we help Beaver student-athletes stay on track to graduate while playing at home and on the road. And just like the best Beaver football teams of the past, we provide some big highlights of our own. This year, eCampus is ranked number 5 in the nation for online education by U.S. News & World Report. Learn more today at ecampus.oregonstate.edu and go Beavs.
Hey Beaver Nation, garden season is around the corner, and your garden begins here at Al's Garden and Home. With over 70 years of tradition in every bloom, we take as much pride in your garden as you do in your beavers. So when you're ready to turn your empty space into something beautiful, we're here to help you by sharing what we know, inspiring your vision, and crafting plants that meet your high standards. The best gardens begin and continue to grow at Al's Garden and Home in Woodburn, Sherwood, Gresham, and Wilsonville.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards, specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
What does it mean to be part of something bigger than yourself? The Oregon Freemasons have been answering that question for more than 150 years. Through brotherly love, relief, and truth, we strive for community growth, lifelong friendship, and a better world for our children. Get to know the Freemasons and our centuries-old tradition of uplifting, enriching, and empowering our local communities. Learn more at OregonFreemasonry.com.
Knife River is a proud sponsor of Beaver Baseball and America's other national pastime, hard work. As a contractor, we know about working past quitting time, and we tip our hats to the Bees for putting the work in every day, even when no one's watching. Hard work doesn't always win you championships, but it builds something even better, character. Pat Casey embodies character, and Knife River is pleased to be the presenting sponsor for Casey Corner at Goss Stadium. Knife River and OSU, building character, building communities, building champions together.
We welcome you back into our Oregon State Spring Football Preview Show, coming to you from the OSU Beaver Store in Kaiser. We are practicing safe social distancing. The store is closed to the public, but the doors to this beautiful locale for the Beaver Store have been opened. They're still fulfilling web orders for all your course material and Beaver gear needs at OSUBeaverStore.com. Mike Parker with Steve Priest, Jim Wilson, and Ron Callen, and a pleasure to welcome to this spring football show in these strange times, quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator Brian Lindgren. And Brian, thanks for joining us. I'm going to turn you over to OSU Hall of Famer and former NFL great, our own Steve Priest, to get our conversation started. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Brian.
Steve. Yeah.
Hey, quarterbacks, let's talk about this. These have you had enough time to, through the recruiting process, through spring ball, the few practices there, through the time with Tristan and Nick and so forth, have you had time to evaluate these guys and how they fit into your offensive system?
Well, we were with Nick and Tristan. We've had some opportunities, but the two new guys, Chance Nolan and Ben Gulbranson, man, we were just getting started with that. I think we got through the four practices there. And we were just getting a feel for them. You know, I know that we really liked what they did, you know, on the recruiting trail, but and they showed some flashes of some of the things that we thought they could be, but it's just too early to tell with those new guys.
Brian, Jim Wilson here, and I know that you've been involved in a couple of real nice turnarounds. San Jose State, it happened in a hurry, but at Colorado, it wasn't until your fourth year where you really made a move. How would you compare this turnaround at where you're at now to the job you guys did at Colorado?
I think we're a little bit further along here. I do. I think we got to both spots. They weren't in the best situation, and there was the rebuild. And you know, I think that we were. I can at least speak offensively. We were fortunate enough to have some veteran guys that they were able to play for us in year two. You talk about Jake Luton,
Noah Togiai, Isaiah Hodge, you know, guys that had kind of been around the program, they were able to kind of help us get a little bit further ahead than we did at Colorado. Colorado, we played a ton of freshmen, and then by the time those guys got to be seniors in that fourth year, we kind of had the breakthrough year there.
So you rode that group, that freshman group, and they were seniors is when you broke through and won the South. Is it similar at all, the junior class right now you have at Oregon State?
Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, that junior class is huge, and you go down that list and as a staff, and there's a lot of good football players and a lot of good kids, you know, well-rounded individuals that I know that Coach Smith and us are really excited about having in the program, the right type of kid, and built and wired the right way. So I do think there's a lot of similarities in it, and I know that we are really excited about, you know, the future.
Hey, Coach, Ron Callen here. Good to hear your voice. I want to talk. We talked briefly at one of those four practices about the wide receiver core with Hodgins moving on. It looks like, you look at the group, you've got a ton of speed. Talk about that and talk about how you're going to take advantage of that.
I think we're deep. We're as deep as we've ever been, I think, at that receiver position. We're, I think, the fastest that we've been since I've been here. We're not very tall, you know. A lot of those guys aren't real tall, but I like the group. I really do, man. And I think we've recruited well at that position. Coach Henson's done an awesome job bringing in talented guys who are smart football players. And I'm really excited about the group. I think it's just going to be a little bit more balanced out than it was the last couple of years, with a lot of the balls just going to Isaiah.
Coach Steve again. No Jake, no Isaiah, no Noah. How much is your offense going to change this year as you see it right now?
Well, we were still figuring that out. I think it's too hard. It's too early to tell right now. And I think every year you kind of get a feel for the personnel that you have and try to play to their strengths. And we still haven't named a starting quarterback yet. And I think there were guys that were flashing in all these different positions. You talked about the receivers that we just talked about, and Luke Musgrave, tight end position. There's so many unknowns right now, so I think it's too early to tell. But I think the base of the core stuff that we do, the concepts that we run, will kind of hold true, and we'll tweak it a little bit just based on, you know, what we feel like certain guys do well.
Since it's draft day, have you ever had in a Jake Luton and Noah and Isaiah a better red zone pass group?
We were actually first in the country. I didn't know that. I think Steve showed me that stat. 84% or something like that of times we got in the red zone, we scored a touchdown, which is by far, far and away the best that I've ever been as an offense coordinator. I think those guys had a lot to do with it, man. I mean, Isaiah was, if you tried to defend him one-on-one, he had a real knack down there. He was tough to defend, and I had a lot of confidence in calling plays to him when we got down there. And if they tried to double-team him, it opened up the run game, or Noah or something else. It was fun to call plays down there in the red zone. Hopefully we can continue to, the new guys that we've got can continue to build on that success.
Hey, Brian, final thing. Thanks for joining us today on this spring football preview show presented by Safeway here on the Beaver Sports Network. And that is how much you can give your guys. Tristan Jebbia in a podcast told us that he set up a net with targets on it, and he'll step back and try to go through progressions and roll out and change his release point and all of that. Different kinds of throws against a net with different X marks on that net. I mean, he's trying to be creative. Everyone's trying to be creative. What are some of the things you can actually try to give your guys at various position groups to help them work on their techniques during this time?
Well, we can give them a lot of, we can give them some kind of teach tapes, some instructional things that we've done. A lot of guys know what they're supposed to be doing, but primarily we've been, what the NCAA has allowed us to do is we've been on, on Zoom, and we've been meeting with those guys positionally and just kind of going through our spring install. And I know as quarterbacks, we've been talking about, breaking down defenses, identifying coverages, fronts, pressures. We've been going through those sorts of things right now just to kind of increase our guys' football knowledge. But Yeah, pretty frustrating, I know. But, you know, as far as the skill work, I think a lot of those guys are just kind of on their own. And they're working with our strength staff because really it's all voluntary at this point.
Yeah, and speaking of the strength staff, how impressed have you been with what Coach Mack and the staff have been able to do in these restricted, constrained times in the collaborative effort to try to make sure that they're giving good messages and giving some creative ways to guy, for guys to get work in?
Yeah, those guys are amazing, man. I've been really impressed since I've gotten here with Coach Mack and his staff. I think they do a phenomenal job, and you can tell our team, you know, in this spring, I mean, you can just tell the physical development. We're so much further along than we were a couple of years ago. But, yeah, these times are tough, and they've been just really reaching out to each guy individually and seeing what they have access to, you know, at their house, whether it's, you know, a little home gym they got set up in the garage, or some guys are doing push-up sit-ups, and they've kind of had to tweak each individual workout based on what guys have available. So they've had to be pretty creative, I've been pretty impressed with what they've been able to do, though.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on the show, Brian. And we hope to see all of us together back on a practice field here one of these days. Thanks for your time, Brian. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
No problem. Good hearing from you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Lindgren, our guest, will take a break and come back with more on this spring football preview show. Our friends at the OSU Beaver Store opening their doors to us here in the Kaiser location. Not to the public, but to us. And again, you can make all orders at OSUBeaverStore.com for graduate regalia and all the current Beaver stuff. We continue on the special edition spring football preview brought to you by Safeway on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On behalf of all of us with Tin Barrel Brewing Company, we're proud to be the official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Our hearts go out to all those affected by COVID-19. The health and safety of our employees, customers, and communities are our top priorities. The dining rooms at our pubs are currently closed, but we're open for carryout and delivery through Uber Eats. Tin Barrel, the official craft beer of OSU Athletics, and proud to help bring back cheer to Beaver Nation. Every game, every class, every touchdown, every performance, every discovery or breakthrough, we're proud to help Oregon State students and fans reach higher, whether it's in the classroom, the research lab, or on the field. Go Beavs! Pacific Power, powering your greatness.
Take your dream home out of your dreams and into your plans. Looking for a low down payment, no down payment? We can do that. We're First Tech Federal Credit Union, and we're proud to be part of the OSU Home Team. As your preferred mortgage and financial partner, we deliver higher savings rates, low loan rates, and superior mortgage service. First Tech can help find a loan that feels like home, whether this is your first home, next home, or you're building your dream home. Visit firsttechfed.com/OSU Home Team to learn more. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA, NMLS number 732452.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards, specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday. During challenging times, it's good to know Oregon farmers will still cultivate the fields, feed the livestock, and put food on our tables. Oregon agriculture is essential in contributing to our nation's public health and food safety. That's why our friends at Wilbur Ellis joined the Beaver Nation in saluting Oregon farmers for their commitment to our communities. For nearly 100 years, Wilbur Ellis has helped farmers maximize productivity with the Winning Ag Experience. That's the power of being there for Oregon farmers. We are stronger together.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
takes the shotgun snap, looks, throws, comes to the outside to Noah at the 10, to the 5, hurdles a man, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Beavers! Noah Tongeai jumping over Arizona State's Jack Jones. Well, Jack Jones, he looked almost like the singer Jack Jones trying to defend Noah Tongeai in that play. One of the many highlights in Noah's career and Jake Luton's career together. And as we welcome you back into our spring football show presented by Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Steve, we're in the draft weekend now, and those two names right there, Jake Luton, Noah Tongeai on that play. We've got Isaiah Hodgins in that mix. You were a guy who made it to the NFL for a double-digit career, 10 years and 11 in the league as a free agent, so there is always that route. But what about the Beavers in this year's draft?
Well, I look at Jake Luton, and I feel like he's got an arm, and I feel like more than that, he has shown that he can play through injury. He can mature himself as far as a physical person. He was able to move around better. He got better and better. Nobody that we saw this year has a better arm than Jake. There are a lot of teams looking for a guy who has an arm and is smart. And I think his leadership has been tremendous for the last 3 years. He's a little bit more experienced, which has good and bad things. That's it. Isaiah Hodgins, I don't think I've ever seen a better pattern runner. And he was the best in the country at catching the football on the percentages that he was throwing the ball.
Jimmy, and kind of a potpourri segment, we're going to come back and talk defensive and offensive personnel as the show continues, but just kind of a out-of-the-blue question. If there is a 2020 football season, and we believe there's going to be in some way, shape, or form, what game in particular is on your radar, on the schedule, if it played out as we hope it will?
I'm going to finish by answering that question, but echo what Steve said at the top of the show. It's really important for the Beavers that this thing plays out in the order or in its entirety. And the reason I say that is the Beavers have 7 home games, a very favorable home schedule, starting with Colorado State at home. That's a must win. Portland State at home. Then the game I'm circling is Washington State at home, the 4th game of the season, the 3rd consecutive home game for Oregon State. And then the Beavers have Cal, UCLA, Arizona, and then Oregon at home. That is a very good home lineup. If the Beavers can play out their schedule, like Steve talked about, just because of all this this stuff, that home schedule, especially the beginning, when you have Colorado State, Portland State, then Washington State, I think it's really favorable. And then after that, it's Cal, UCLA, and Arizona. The toughest opponent you would think is the Ducks at the end. You never know. I think that's a very favorable home schedule.
Ron, quick thought. We talk about draftable guys. There's some guys kind of going under the radar in the draft.
Artavis Pierce had a great pro day. And I know he turned some heads. Remember Teron Ward a few years ago? He made an impact in the NFL. I think Artavis is a great possibility. And one other thing, I didn't know this until I saw the roster today. Jamar Jefferson is number 6. He's changed from 22 to number 6. I don't know why, but that's a key guy for the season as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that great freshman year, last year, injury issues. I think if he can come back strong, wow.
We'll talk about Jamar and the offense as well as some defensive personnel issues as we continue after a timeout on our spring football preview show from the OSU Beaver Store in Kaiser on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Supporting Beavers football is in your blood. And at Oregon State University eCampus, it's in ours too. As OSU's top-ranked provider of online education, we help Beaver student-athletes stay on track to graduate while playing at home and on the road. And just like the best Beaver football teams of the past, we provide some big highlights of our own. This year, eCampus is ranked number 5 in the nation for online education by U.S. News & World Report. Learn more today at ecampus.oregonstate.edu and go Beavs.
Kubota. Pioneers of the subcompact tractor have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate. Ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for.
Come see the full Kubota lineup at Rick Real Farm Supply in downtown Rick Real. Visit us online at rickfarm.com.
Hey, Beaver Nation, garden season is around the corner, and your garden begins here at Al's Garden and Home. With over 70 years of tradition in every bloom, we take as much pride in your garden as you do in your beavers. So when you're ready to turn your empty space into something beautiful, we're here to help you by sharing what we know, inspiring your vision, and crafting plants that meet your high standards. The best gardens begin and continue to grow at Al's Garden and Home in Woodburn, Sherwood, Gresham, and Wilsonville.
During challenging times, it's good to know Oregon farmers will still cultivate the fields, feed the livestock, and put food on our tables. Oregon agriculture is essential in contributing to our nation's public health and food safety. That's why our friends at Wilbur Ellis joined the Beaver Nation in saluting Oregon farmers for their commitment to our communities. For nearly 100 years, Wilbur Ellis has helped farmers maximize productivity with the Winning Ag Experience. That's the power of being there for Oregon farmers. We are stronger together. It's time to give the home team the advantage. For all your household needs, turn to the Beaver Home Team, Rada Paint, Oregon Mutual Insurance, and First Tech Federal Credit Union are all your local businesses that have teamed up to provide outstanding service for all your local home needs. You can count on Rada Paint, Oregon Mutual Insurance, and First Tech Federal Credit Union to help you score big for your home. Check out osubeavers.com/home team to see what the Beaver Home Team can do for you. Go local and go Beavs.
Beef and baseball. It's a guaranteed grand slam when the two connect. No surprise there. All it takes is one whiff of that mouth-watering, juicy burger, and the whole team will be wondering how they can get their mitts on one of those home run patties. Batter up. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Ranchers and Farmers of Oregon and the Oregon Beef Council.
Luton goes under center. B.J. Baylor, the running back. The Beavers by 11. Play action, Booth. Luton looks, throws to Isaiah. Open at the 10, to the 5, dives to the pylon. Isaiah Hodgins gets to the pylon and in. Touchdown, Beavers. Some of that great red zone work we just visited with Brian Lindgren about. Remember to check out the Beaver Sports Podcast this week, again presented by Hum Kombucha. An in-depth look at Beaver Sports, interviews with athletes, coaches, and guests and insights every week at the Beaver Sports Podcast. And be sure to check out the wide variety of classic games being uploaded on the Beaver Sports Podcast site. And this week, Tim Tibisar and Steve Priest, as we continue our spring football show brought to you by Safeway. Tim Tibisar did say probably this shutdown now affects the secondary more than any other group at Oregon State, because we know of the experience in other position groups. He said there's a lot of players in that secondary, but they could use some on-field practice time now that they're not getting. But everybody's in the same boat. How do you see the secondary shaping up this year?
Well, talent-wise, they're much improved. There's some guys, you know, Dunn, Forrest, Grant, that are coming back with a lot of experience. So that helps. But they've added people, big bodies at the corner. With Nashawn Wright already here, his brother's here now, cousin's here. They brought in a nice JC safety. David Morris, if he's at full speed, he changes the secondary. He's smart. He knows what his limitations are. He knows what the limitations of the defense are. This shapes up to me to be an exceptional secondary if they can just get time together. And it looked like from the early practices I saw that they were working well together and that they all were interested in learning football, and that's important.
Big Jim, in the change and the transformation of the program, trying to get bigger, stronger, faster, more physical, how does that, in your view, how do you feel like that shape taking shape up front?
Up front, I think it's important. They got some new bodies, and I think they're going to get some guys back from injury. I'd love to see Jeremy Reichner come back, Addison Gums come back. Simon Sandberg, I thought, made huge strides last year. James Rawls, I think, is a guy with a body that can play. Isaac Hodgins, his numbers in the combine were actually fantastic, especially his 40 time. But new bodies, Tavis Shippen, we saw him a couple of days in spring football. He definitely looks a part. Charles Moore is the transfer from Auburn. And so I think defensively along the line of scrimmage, the Beavers are going to be as physical and much more athletic.
Ron, in terms of that, and talk about physical and athletic and just the amazing season that Hamiko Rashid Jr. had, he's back. What does he do for an encore? I don't know, but he's a determined guy and playing with a big chip on the shoulder. I don't know if he can have as many sacks or tackles for losses, but he should lead a stalwart group of linebackers again.
He became a marquee player last year for the Beavers, yeah. And if you're a defensive coordinator for the other team, you look at Hamiko Rashid Jr., you've got to stop him. That's going to give opportunities to the Sandbergs and other players like that, because they may be doubling him. Who knows what they might do with him? And so I don't know if his numbers will be as good, but his impact could be even bigger.
We'll take a break on that note, a final break, and come back and have some time to look at the Oregon State offense and some other final thoughts from our panel tonight for this spring football show presented by Safeway from the OSU Beaver Store at the Kaiser Station location. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Back with more after this on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Toyota's family stretches to every corner of this country, from coast to coast, north to south, in small towns and big cities. So you can count on Toyota to be here for you and our community. Because the Toyota family is stronger when we stand together, and it's how we'll meet the challenges of today. This is our pledge to you. We will be here for you now and in all the better days down the road. Toyota.
Safeway is hiring immediately with competitive pay and flexible hours. We are looking for enthusiastic people to join our team and are offering part-time and full-time positions in our stores, distribution centers, and grocery delivery. If you or someone you know have had their employment impacted, Safeway is an exciting team to join to help bridge that gap. Apply online today at safeway.com/careers or at any store location. Safeway, it's just better.
I just learned I suffer from a rare condition called wallitosis. When I went to see my doctor, she got right to the source of the problem.
You're sitting on it,
she said, pointing to my wallet.
Your right cheek is sitting on more paper than the National Archives. I'm recommending Pacific Source. They offer great coverage and digital ID cards to help keep your wallet slim.
Digital ID cards, just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
For most people, every day isn't about moving and managing money. Money shouldn't be the focus of your day. Our job is making sure it stays that way. Questions answered, time saved, and every day improved. First Interstate, built for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Keeping daily life and dreams in progress on course for over 50 years and counting. Visit us at firstinterstate.com.
Wrapping things up on this special spring football preview on the Beaver Sports Network. Again, our thanks to our friends at the OSU Beaver Store. You can order all of the gear online, and we encourage you to do so at osubeaverstore.com. And our thanks to Eric and Heather for opening the doors here at the Kaiser Station location to us, not to the public, unfortunately, but they're doing plenty of business and can take care of all of your needs at osubeaverstore.com. Our final few minutes, Steve Priest. We heard the name Jamar Jefferson invoked, switching from number 22 to number 6, but certainly number 1 on the depth chart. When he's healthy, he's electrifying. So your thoughts about Jamar, what he might be sitting on this year, and then the depth behind him.
Well, he's a one-cut runner, and he's got great power. He has more speed than people think, and that's what I liked about what I saw in spring ball. He looked quicker to me. He is determined to not have injuries. He's been working real hard on that. He's got people back behind him, B.J. Baylor and so forth, who can come in and play and give him the rest he needs. The best thing he has is he has a coaching staff on that side of the ball that wants to keep it balanced. They want to run as close to 50-50 as they can. If they can get to 60-40, run, they will. So the emphasis is going to be right there on the running game. It will be good.
And it all starts, Jimmy, up front, 3 starters to replace. How do you think that's going to take shape?
I think they've got a lot of good guys, but Jim Mihalchik sorely needed those other 11 practices. I will say this, tackles and centers, that's where you got to start. Those are the key positions. The Beavers have their starting tackles, I believe, in Brandon Kipper on the right, Josh Gray on the left. Thin behind that. At center, you have Noose or Eldridge. So I think the two important positions, tackle and center, are taken care of. Guards, I think the guys to pick from are Colby Sorensen, Noose perhaps if he's not the starting center, Jake Levengood, and Onesimus Clark, and then believe it or not, Kalii Montibon, I think, is making a comeback. I think he is going to put himself in the mix. I think those eight guys are going to figure out who's going to play. But I think it's those eight.
And so well coached by Jim Mihalchik. Roddy, thoughts about the tight end group?
Yeah, I love Luke Musgrave. You could hear Brian smile when he said the name during his interview. And then Tekum Quatoriano is fantastic. And real quick, Jamar Jefferson, he was number six in Pop Warner. He was number six in high school. And his dad, Herb, who played at Sonoma State, wore it also.
Ah.
Good reason for all of it. Steve, great to see you.
Thanks.
Jimmy, great to see you and Ronnie as well. Let's get back into the booth,
yes.
Either in Stillwater. We hope we're there, but whatever the case, we're believing that there's going to be some form of Beaver football in 2020, and I think you could tell we're all excited about it. Great to see you, Steve, Jim, Ron, for Steve Priest, Jim Wilson, and Ron Callen. This is Mike Parker thanking you for joining us. Thanks to our presenting sponsor, Safeway, to Shelley Kofsky back in the booth, and to the OSU Beaver Store. From the Beaver Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
On the Beaver Sports Network, from Learfield, IMG College, this has been the Spring Football Preview Show. The Spring Football Preview Show has been presented by Safeway. Stop in to Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.